As part of government's broader economic recovery agenda, the presidential employment stimulus now includes support to social employment. This will augment existing strategies to strengthen the social and solidarity economy championed by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. With the Industrial Development Corporation as fund manager, a social employment fund has been launched and is seeking strategic implementing partners to create work that serves the common good in communities. To tell us more about this fund is the Industrial Development Corporation's Social Employment Fund Project Manager, that's Bhavanesh Prabhu. Welcome, Bhavanesh, to Rise FM.
Evening to you and evening to all of your listeners.
Now, Bhavanesh, I mean, we've heard, obviously we've seen in recent months that, you know, unemployment is at record highs as we speak. What is the Social Employment Fund and how is it different from the other existing initiatives that are there to be able to curb unemployment?
Cool, thanks. So, look, firstly, it's a very fresh and innovative way of tackling unemployment by working very closely with community-based organizations, which are already doing good things for society. I think just a bit of background, it has been mentioned, but again, as part of, you know, our broader economic recovery agenda as government, we have the President's Employment Stimulus, which is in its second phase. Mm. And the stimulus has a number of initiatives, of which the Social Employment Fund is just one. It's an important arrangement between us and the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, who are championing strategy in this space, and the IDC as an experienced fund manager. Basically, what we are looking for is good strategic implementing partners to create work programs that serve the common good in communities. Mm. And, you know, this covers a wide spectrum of potential activities, you know, from food kitchens, cleaning of community areas, care of the elderly, looking after children, and so forth. Basically, anything that has the needs of society front and center, but at the same time can create mass employment.
Mm. So why the IDC as a fund manager?
Sure. So look, the IDC is an excellent implementer. Mm. We come with, I think, rich processes and systems, and we've funded projects throughout South Africa in a variety of sectors. But I think importantly, we've created up to 7,000 permanent jobs in the social and solidarity space over the last few years, and also deployed close to R500 million in the space as well. We know the space, we're passionate about the space, and we can roll out these funds in an effective manner.
Mm. Mm. Now, you know, interesting phrase when it comes to social employment. Why social employment, Bhavanesh, and how does social employment work?
Basically, it's about, you know, being just gainfully employed in an organization that's serving its community needs. I think, you know, it boils down to that. Mm. And I'll give you an example of how social employment works. I'll take myself as an example. Mm. I currently volunteer weekends at my PBO. We work in the health and nutrition space, and we run a community clinic and do a mass food drive. I do administration, like packing food parcels and recording patient details and those sorts of things. What social employment and what we are doing in the SEF in particular is, let's put a paid temporary worker in my place, since I'm just volunteering. The paid worker will get training, they'll be upskilled, they'll become productive, mm. and I, as the volunteer, can go out and do other tasks in my PBO. Mm. That way, you know, people are being employed and social work is expanded. It's basically what's called a whole-of-society approach, where community organizations who know the community best are being asked to, you know, basically respond and say, look, we want to be doing X, Y, and Z as part of the SES, and we as IDC are stepping forward to assist them.
Hmm. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to the IDC's Bhavanesh Prabhu about the Social Employment Fund. So I would like to know, how many jobs do you plan to create and how long will these particular jobs last? And on top of that, what would be the rand value of this project?
Sure. So the total fund allocation is 800 million rand.
Mm.
And we hope to create at least 50,000 temporary work opportunities. The work opportunities are meant to be temporary under the Social Employment Fund, and this means that more people can participate, they can participate for longer, and have a secure income for a longer period of time.
Mm.
So participants will work an average of 2 days of work a week. And, you know, we encourage the private sector and the donor community to support these organizations to maybe increase that to, you know, an additional 3 days or 4 days where and where possible.
Yeah. Now, you know, in practice, how many organizations can you fund, Baba Nation? How will you ensure that these funds are properly used?
So we hope to reach throughout the country, so throughout most of the country, and, you know, have a good spread between urban areas, peri-urban and rural areas. And we want to split this 800 million rand amongst as many good partners as possible.
Mm.
With regards to, you know, ensuring how the funds are properly being used, it's generally a big concern that, you know, big program and management fees oftentimes take up a lot of these, you know, these fees in similar schemes. And here we are being quite prescriptive over how funds are being used. At least 80% of all monies must be spent on wages.
Mm.
And, you know, that's going to ensure that work or the funds are being channeled to, you know, to actual participants and not being taken up in an exorbitant program and management fees.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the criteria then for organizations that want to participate and help create these jobs?
So, look, firstly, your organization has to be involved in some sort of work that serves the common good and have a track record of community-based work. Over and above that, we're looking for organizations that have the capacity to employ at least 1,000 participants at an average of 66 days over the next 9 months.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't mean one particular organization needs to be doing all of that. Smaller organizations can get together and meet these criteria as a grouping. What we're also seeing is that, you know, small community groups, you know, for instance, located in like a Bethal or Nelspruit or whatever, mm-hmm. which have 5 or 10 people working in as a community, they aren't excluded from the SEF. We're encouraging partnerships for them to work together and to get together so they can meet the kind of scale that we require as part of the SEF.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Bhavanesh, when it comes to job creation, you know, sustainability also becomes extremely crucial. Once this project is ended, are there any future plans?
So, look, we're hoping that the fund will continue in its second and third year, and we're working quite hard towards that. The more successful the fund is, and you know, the greater chances we have of hitting those targets. For the individual participants, though, you know, the fund is expected to create great benefits. It includes work experience, it includes skills that they can put on their CVs, so that they, as individuals, have a greater chance of being employed, and in, you know, some instances, they can even start their own businesses.
Yeah. Bhavanesh, thank you so much for joining us this evening and actually educating us about social employment. I certainly learned something new today, and I think the initiatives that you guys are undertaking are quite important given the circumstances that we're currently operating in within the economy itself. So thank you very much, sir, and please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Cool. Thanks. Just a final thing. You know, if listeners could visit our website, idc.co.za/SEF, all of the details are contained there. Thanks to you.
And that was the Industrial Development Corporation's Social Employment Fund Project Manager, Bhavanesh Pabu. To apply for the Social Employment Fund, email sefapplications@idc.co.za no later than the 8th of December 2021 at 5 p.m. You can visit www.idc.co.za/sef to access the application form and get detailed information on the fund's terms and conditions. Call 011-269-3466 for any further queries. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.